In Numbers 31:8b, the children of Israel of the Midianites, it says to avenge the children of Israel to the Midianites, and afterwards you shall be gathered to your people. This is the Lord speaking to Moses. Then further down, so they warred against the Midianites, and who amongst the Midianites was there? All right. Even as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males, and they slew the kings of Midian. So you have to slay the kings, besides the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi and Rekem and Zur-Hur, Reba, five kings of Midian, and Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. This is the son of Beor, Balaam, the false prophet, who prophesied accurately, but he caused the Hebrews to come into sin, idolatry and sexual immorality with the Midianite women, and thereby brought a judgment on the camp of the Hebrews. In this passage, therefore, Balaam met his demise. He was counted, the false prophets were counted with the Midianite kings to be slain. And this is what he's talking about. Your sin will find you out. You can't hide your sin. Now, what are the Hebrews doing at this time with the land? All right, they're setting apart, they're possessing the land, and then setting apart in certain kinds of cities and designating areas for different tribal inheritance. Now, this is in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. The Lord spoke to Moses, and he tells them what's to happen with the cities and how to inherit them and possess them, and what the Levites get, and how the suburbs of the city shall be designated, well, where the agricultural fields are to be, and the pattern of a city. In verse 10, he begins to speak about speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you become over the Jordan unto the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint your cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee there which kills any person at unawares. And they shall be to you cities for refuge from the avenger, that the manslayer die not until he stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which you shall give, six cities shall you have for refuge. And you shall give three cities on this side of the Jordan, and three cities shall you give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These six cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that kills any person unaware may flee there. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he dies, he's a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to get death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meets him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred of, or hurled him by laying of weight, that he die, or an enemy, or in enmity, smite him with his hand, that he die, he that smote him shall surely be put to death. For he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meets him. But if he thrusts him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, sought him his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the avenger of blood according to these judgments. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood. And the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge and where he was fled. And he shall bide in it till the death of the high priest was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come outside the border of the city of his refuge where he was fled, the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and that revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of the blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return unto the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment to you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. So this passage clearly lays out what murder is, an intent to murder, etc. Whoso kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Okay, he shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, plural. One witness cannot testify against any person to cause him to die. You cannot have one witness for a death penalty. This is the part I want to focus in. It has to be multiple witnesses. We saw him kill him, murder him. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of the murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall surely be put to death. And you shall take no satisfaction for him that has fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So you, okay, now here's the key verse. This is talking about polluting the land. So you shall not pollute the land wherein you are. For blood, it defiles the land. And the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the children of Israel. This is a very important point, because Cain slew Abel, his brother, and God came and sought him out and said, "Where's your brother?" And he said, "What am I, my brother's keeper?" And God said, "Don't you know that your brother's blood cries out from the earth for revenge, because he was innocent and he was slain? So if you shed innocent blood on the land, or if you shed any blood that is done in a murderous way, the blood cries out from the land. That's why it's the life is in the blood, and we are not allowed to drink or eat the blood, because it's the very life force of the person or the creature. It is forbidden to partake in the blood. All right. If you look at Jerusalem, which is an important issue here, because we're looking at Jerusalem, you will see, or you will understand the history of Jerusalem. The city's been razed, burnt to the ground numerous times. It's a big rock pile, and the earth is soaked in blood. Some of it because the sin of the people. Your sin will find you out. God says you can't hide sin from God. And eventually the sin will be revealed. People like Epstein, who was just incarcerated and is now dead. His sin has found him out. He's kept records of all those who have sinned with him, with the innocent blood of children. And Abramovich, who's a cannibalist, and spirit cooking parties, and witchcraft, and this is all innocent blood. They get power from it. But God says their sin is going to find them out. And now it's being loosed, the judgment for the shedding of the blood. The earth will disclose those the innocent and the shed blood. And it will cry out, and it is crying out. It's in the process now. Let's look at Jeremiah, which is part of the readings. The earth will disclose her blood, it says. And the only thing that reconciles that is blood, blood for blood, innocent blood. The only thing that reconciles is the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yeshua. Now in Jeremiah 1, it talks about the call of Jeremiah and the word of the Lord coming and God saying, I'm going to cause you to prophesy and cry to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was holy to the Lord, but then she committed abominations and broke his laws and broke his covenants. Chapter 2. Verse 5, that says, the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone far from me and have walked after vanity and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwells. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my inheritance an abomination. Why? Because they broke the commandments and the righteous rulings of the Lord God Almighty. Then the priest said, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, says the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the house of Chittim and see and send to Kedar, and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Has a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be your very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roar around him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. Also, the children of Noph and Tahpenes have broken the crown of your head. Have you not procured this to yourself, in that you have forsaken the Lord your God when he led you by the way? And now what have you to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what do you have to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness shall correct you, and your backsliding shall reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and that my fear is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. For of old times I have broken your yoke and burst your bands, and you said, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree you wandered, playing the harlot. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, wholly a right seed. But then are you turned into the degeneration plant of strange vine to me? Into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me. For though you wash you with nitre and take you much soap, yet your iniquity is marked before me, says the Lord God. Oh, how can you say, I'm not polluted? I've not gone after Baalim. See your way in the valley? Know what you have done? You are a swift dromedary traversing in her ways, a wild ass to the wilderness that snuffs up the wind at her pleasure and her occasion. Who can turn away? All that they seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold your foot. This is talking about unbridled sexual lust. Withhold your foot from being unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, there's no hope. No, not for no. For I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As a thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, you are my father, and to a stone, you have brought me forth. For they have turned their back to me, and not their face, but in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods that have made you? Let them arise if they can save you in the time of your trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why will you plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, says the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion, O generation. See you the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel? A land of darkness? Why say my people, we are lords, we will come no more to you? Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why turn you your way to seek love? Therefore have you also taught the wicked ones your ways. Also in your skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. Abortion. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all of these. You say, because I'm innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with you because you say, I have not sinned. Why gad you about so much to change your way? You also shall be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. Yea, you shall go forth from him, and your hand shall be upon her head, for the Lord has rejected your confidences, and you shall not prosper in them. This is God's indictment against those who God has delivered again and again and again. Yet they turn again to the ways of Baal. They run after false prophets. They run after idols. And they run after their own perversion and destruction.